Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No.
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the level car say yay?
Yeah. Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
98.5 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And if you listen to the show, you know this segment. We do it from time to time. Rich and Mike find stories from around the country, and we have to guess where these stories happen, and then we have the news reports. All right, Rich, and 9 times out of 10, they're Florida.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, except we're going to start with one that is not Florida. As a matter of fact, it's not really an armpit, but it's local, so I thought I would throw this in here. It's a New England story. A referee at a college football game was injured by an overzealous fan. Did that happen in A, New Hampshire, B, Maine, or C, Vermont?
Lockhart came in and said his cousin played for him, and they were in the middle of nowhere, so I'm going to say that it's New Hampshire.
Vermont.
Let's go to Maine. This All is right. Maine Maritime Academy, I believe.
Maine, a state that's worthy of visiting.
Yes.
Like the two others.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, that's right. There's really nothing in the
other. No, you're on record.
Vermont is beautiful. Vermont, having spent the last couple of summers, a week there each time, Vermont is very nice.
It is beautiful. Unfortunately, the people are not. All right, here we go.
In other news tonight, a referee is recovering after he was hit in the face with a cannon blast while officiating a Maine Maritime Academy football game in Castine over the weekend.
Is that what they're calling it now? A cannon blast? Always referred to it as other things.
Bird, you played up there? Hang on, what school?
Curry.
Oh, you were. I see. I thought you just played.
The Division III football too.
Oh, I didn't know you played in college too. I thought you just played in high school.
You think you just score a touchdown for Everett High and you don't get the big offers?
By the way, this video that they show of Mass Maritime—it's like in someone's backyard. It looks like the end zone has trees at the end of it, and there's a street behind it.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess there's not a lot of people that go now. You know who else went to Curry College, including to their car, is one Romero.
Really?
Yes, he has. Because sometimes I think that's. That's Bird's car, but it is indeed Romero. So if you want a career in broadcasting, be like Romero and go to Curry College. Don't be like Bird and go to Curry College.
In other news tonight, a referee is recovering after he was hit in the face with a cannon blast while officiating a Maine Maritime Academy football game in Castine over the weekend. According to the Hancock County Sheriff's Department, an MMA alum brought his own cannon to that game. Now, after MMA scores, it's a tradition for the school to shoot off a cannon using a blank shotgun shell. But police say this person brought his own cannon and had it loaded with black powder and something that he had made into a wad. The referee on the field was hit.
I mean, Hancock wad.
Come on.
Cannon blast.
Come on.
I mean, this is not on purpose.
Yeah, no. This is definitely on purpose.
Right.
There's
a bunch of interns in the back room laughing their ass off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Throw this word in there.
Yeah.
Throw this one in there.
No, honestly, this is like a 65-year-old news anchor, and they actually put this in to make this guy sound like this.
Yeah, there's like five people watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier in the day, he was skeet shooting.
Yeah, exactly.
A decorator by trade.
By the way, you can't even see him in there. Some dude, brought his own cannon. And I love how they just identify it as a wad. Like, you don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
So this ref is walking by the end zone, and you just see him go down. Like, he falls, and all of the different, people on the field go over and, oh, my God, what happened to this dude?
If you go to a maritime university, what is that linked to the military?
No idea.
I have no idea.
There's Mass Maritime. There's Maine Maritime.
Is it like the Citadel that's like fake military?
No, I don't know. Citadel fake military?
It's not affiliated with the armed forces.
Well, I thought it was.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, those kids go there just to be tortured for no reason.
Yeah, I have no idea. I always thought it was.
You never saw that movie about the Citadel? It used to be on all the time when we were kids?
No.
Oh, yeah. The Citadel is not affiliated with the armed forces.
But police say this person brought his own cannon and had it loaded with black powder and something that he had made into a wad. The referee on the field was hit in the head by that wad. And you can see he immediately grabbed his head and dropped to the ground as other refs and coaches rushed to his aid.
The referee, Peter North, was later quoted.
You can do this for days.
I mean, seriously. How trashy are you if you have your own homemade cannon that you bring around?
It's a Division III school, and that's just how they celebrate.
He was taken to a local hospital with what they're describing as non-life-threatening injuries. The sheriff's department is still investigating and will hand over its findings to the district attorney's office.
Oh, jeez. All right. Okay. Watch out for the wad.
Yep.
All right.
The referee is recovering after he was hit in the face with a cannon blast.
I mean, it's just, just bring your own cannon, baby, to the game. All right,
Hang on. Josh can explain the cannon. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, I got out of Maine Maritime in 2010. It's kind of a hidden gem up there, up in Cassine. But I actually shot my first skeet up there. A wad is something that goes inside of a shotgun.
Okay, I have shot skeet, so that makes me cool, too.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the call.
Paul! If you shot six times, then it would be shooting skeet, 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 skeet.
That's right.
Skeet, 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 skeet. I got what? What? Skeet, 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 skeet. Well, okay, story number two. A woman was sat on by a camel at a truck stop and found an interesting way to defend herself.
All right, well, it has to be a dry climate.
Did that happen in Louisiana, Georgia, or Alabama?
I'm hoping
These are not arid climates.
This is not fair.
No.
All right. What are the
She was sat on by a camel at a truck stop and found an interesting way to defend herself. Was it Louisiana, Georgia, or Alabama?
I really want a camel in Alabama, so I'm going to say Alabama.
I'm saying Louisiana because they're known for the wildlife.
Fred, you nailed it. And you know what? I heard this story, and my wife and I were like, oh, yeah, I know that truck stop. There's a billboard that says, come see our camel. And we used to always laugh our ass off. Like, why does like? So that means, and that must have been 20 years ago, 15 years ago that Mary and I saw that. So this is an old-ass camel. Unless just one dies and they bring in another camel. Because why wouldn't you stop at a truck stop with a camel? In Louisiana. So let's get to the story, shall we?
This is the only camel in Hillville Parish.
Yeah, you can't. I know, but I got to stop it because it's like, what planet are we on? Like, how do you talk so much differently than everyone else?
Thumbs in armpits or nay?
Yeah, I'm going to say
maybe
suspenders. Well, overalls probably more likely, but that Bayou accent, I can never understand it.
This is the only camel in Hillville Parish. And I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
He's the only.
They keep a record of that.
Person bit the camel.
They have a
in
thing.
In testicles.
Camel hasn't been bitten in testicles in 100 days. They have it up there. Just to keep track.
On his testicle.
He's the only camel in Iberville Parish. Manager Pamela Bosay says each week...
They're so obsessed with, like, no kidding.
Just get to the testicle talk.
Yeah, like, they've said twice now, in 9 seconds, it's the only camel in their parish.
He's the only camel in Iberville Parish. Manager Pamela Bosay says each week she sees hundreds of visitors who stop by the Tiger truck stop along I-10 to see him.
He doesn't like someone like right up in his face and stuff, so that's why when we go in pairs. Truthfully, as long as you're sweet to him, he's going to be sweet to you.
He doesn't like it when the customers get in his face. So pretty good thing to have out there. Oh, he's perfectly calm if you stay the hell away from him. But if he approaches you, you're pretty much done for.
You're effed.
I mean, what kind of roadside attraction is that?
It's the one that will sit on
you. Like, yeah, just like, oh, yeah, if you stay away and you just gawk at him from a fair distance. Like, no, if I want to see the camel, I want to pet it and everything else. Sit there and look at it from far away? A TV, I could do that.
But he had a wild encounter with one visitor, according to the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Deputy report. A Florida woman, 68-year-old Gloria Lancaster, was chasing after her hearing-impaired dog when she followed it into the camel's enclosure. The Florida woman crawled past a barbed wire fence to try and get the dog when the camel set on her to protect himself, and she bit him to break free.
And camels naturally are going to sit down. Well, when he sat down...
You're going to sat down.
Naturally. Because you haven't seen a camel sitting down.
Yeah, I mean...
That's in their natural state.
She studied these camels for years and years and years.
And camels naturally are going to sat down. Well, when he sat down, she was underneath him.
The camel wasn't hurt in the incident. I think the female was transported to the hospital.
The woman was later ticketed for trespassing after she was released from the hospital.
So I might feel kind of funny saying this on TV, but she actually bit him in his private area.
Okay. Or Mr. Southern Lawyer. What did he get bit in?
I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
I do declare.
I do declare,
and he got a set on him.
Woo-wee! It was like a bag of marbles and some laughing taffy.
Oh. It's more like two watermelons swimming in a sea of skin. The majestic. You never bite a testicle of a camel, the sacred.
Just imagine.
Why does that thing still have balls, by the way?
Yeah, right. What do you think? Maybe that's why it's so angry.
Yeah, but like, isn't that torture?
What, do you think that there's the old vet down the street in nowhere, Louisiana's
going to... Louisiana to treat a camel.
Cut the thing's balls off. I mean, it's got to sit there with its balls there.
Good point. Right. I mean, this isn't even a Flying J. They don't even have Flying J money to afford that.
No, they don't.
I mean, come on.
They do not. Oh, I got it. You can't cut off the testicles. Oh, look at them.
And I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
Every time LSU plays, we paint them brown in a football.
You know, you guys have those SMR videos?
ASMR.
ASMR, where, yeah, you know, people say things and just relax. I just want to hear them say, testicles, over and over again.
Testicles.
Slow-mo. No, not balls. And vehicles.
Look at that thing. How could you bite that?
And I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
Well, as for other animals, they bite them all the time. First time by a human. But I'll tell you what, there was a seagull here the other day. Couldn't stop chomping on him. Had that thing sitting down and licking a split. Oh, yeah, we had an orangutan from another gas station come by and start biting its testicles.
Have you ever been in a truck stop before that had alligators?
No.
Oh, you see, I have. If you go to Florida,
I mean, that's
a thing.
I've had encounters on golf courses with alligators.
No. I'm talking about the one where there's the dude who handles the alligator.
No, but I've been to Gatorland.
Oh, Gatorland is the best.
Yeah, if you go, I never went to Disney one time when I was 4 years in Orlando. I went to Gatorland, though. You got to go to Gatorland.
I mean, if there was just a pyramid of all things white trash, Gatorland's like at the top. Yeah. I can't think of a place that's more. And you go there, and it's every stereotype you can imagine. The people who work there are missing, like fingers. There's cuts on their faces.
God.
And everything's wildly irresponsible. How, like, the animal commission doesn't shut that thing down immediately?
Well, they, like, tightrope it over them, and then they, like, they put their heads in the gators. Like, you can't train the things. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, they're going to bite eventually. Yeah, they screw with them and like
they have like these like electric prods and they hit with like how is this humane? No wonder they're gonna bite your arm off.
But you gotta go. You gotta go to Gatorland
and you root for the Gators the entire time.
I believe it's in Kissimmee.
Yeah,
which in itself is Kissimmee is like the like welfare Disney World. Like that's the place where they have like the what is the medieval times?
Yeah, medieval times. That's the one where they dress up, the knights dress up, and you eat with your hands.
Yeah, there's like it's like every crappy attraction known to man.
It's where Circus World used to be.
No, Circus World was in Tampa. Believe me, I know.
Oh, I think there was a Circus World in Kissimmee too, because there's a great video of what the day it closed down.
No, that's Tampa when they're all drunk because they had served Bush there.
So what, do they have a zip line at Gatorland now? Okay,
I would not ride it. It would be my advice to you. We'll be right back.
Home for sports. Karen Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich, drama behind the scenes. And it's often an occurrence here, but we don't discuss it on the air. The Bird, Nick Gemelli rivalry, full steam. There was a time where Nick was going on vacation to the Grand Canyon with the woman who found him naked, having soiled himself on the verge of death. And he had to teach Bird how to do the Twitch.
Yeah.
To which Bird did the Twitch and answered the phones, leaving us to wonder why they both are employed. So it seems like a job they could both be doing at the same time. But apparently Nick was the sensei to Bird.
Yep.
And very, very strict sensei, and did not appreciate Bird, you know, you were
half-assing,
very careful.
Not paying attention.
Not paying attention. Like,
but then, Rich, when the tables were turned and Nick came back, then the student became the teacher. And they started fighting over Twitch because Bird had mastered it in just a week.
Okay. And Bird was getting cocky, I guess, because of it?
Well, no. Bird started to yell at Nick. So the tables had turned at that point. Now,
I do know that Bird sometimes leaves the studio and goes in to yell at Nick because of something that somebody said on Twitch.
I've seen that.
And he's even admitted that before. He's done that before.
You guys are insane to be on Twitch, by the way. Why would you subject yourself to that? Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you read comments coming in like that? Who cares? But anyway, apparently there's a button where they can talk to each other. And they can argue. Right, Dan?
There is a talk back button that goes, so if I need to talk to Nick, who's behind you, Fred, yes, I can talk to him directly, and then he can reply back.
Okay, and so there is arguments between the two of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Almost constantly.
They bicker, yes. It's almost like they're fighting for someone's attention, so they bicker between each other.
Well, there was just an incident in which they wanted Ted Johnson to sign a football, the promotions department for charity or something, whatever. And Bird gave him a football to sign.
Yep.
And young, sickly Nicholas did not like that at all.
He was questioning motives.
Why didn't he like
that? He wanted to know why Bird was going in and getting something signed, so Dan decided to F with him.
Right away, he from across the room, I could see him right away. What's he doing in there? What's he doing in there?
Okay, so, and then what did you say to him?
So I came back, I went back to Nick, and I just said, of course, tried to do it with a straight face, and I said, he's getting an autograph. He's bugging Ted for an autograph for one of his friends. And then the next question came back, and he said, "Where did he get the football?" I was like, "Oh, he took it out of the prize closet," and that just set off the alarm. Like that just.
And then Nick was like, "Well, that makes me stealing the Batman shirt, which I wore to the show the next day, seem like nothing." So, Nick, you thought you had caught him red-handed?
No. What Dan told me.
No. You thought you were interested. First of all, your interest in him getting the ball signed was you wanted him to get in trouble.
No, I simply just asked.
No, but why? Why? If Bird comes in and gets the football signed, would that pique any of your interests?
No.
I'm asking around. Who cares? Yeah, it's a football sign.
Fine.
But Nick,
I didn't think twice about it when he came in.
I didn't even see it. But and then Nick needed to know where the football came from.
God,
why wouldn't have cared? Why did you?
It was just simply a question.
But you,
it wasn't like. Oh, what is he up to right now?
Well, the way
yes,
it was
exactly.
What was he doing? What was he doing? Accusatory in tone.
Yeah, and then you, when he said prize closet, you got very excited.
Yeah, because you know,
because you've stolen from there before, and now you thought you would.
Oh, I have not stolen.
You stole the Batman shirt the day before you quit.
Not the day before I quit.
All I know is you stole a shirt the next day you were wearing it.
That's right.
Because you had to wear the Batman shirt to the premiere. Like a lunatic, like a 4-year-old.
Listen, I was a different person back then.
I don't doubt. Listen, yeah, you had a heart that worked.
Yeah.
All right. So what is this rivalry that's between
there's the two
of you?
Him and I are friends.
I didn't say you weren't friends, but I mean, there's a rivalry, and Dan mentions it all the time, and I keep forgetting to bring it up on the air.
Why does he yell at you, Bird? Or not Bird, Nick. When he comes in the other, why does he yell at you?
Why? I don't know. He never comes in.
I
haven't been in a while, but I do usually go in there and yell at him. I forget why.
The last time you yelled at me was about learning how to use Twitch.
Yeah, because I want to get this done. I want to learn this ASAP so I don't mess up during the week. I had one little issue, and that was it.
And I told you to come in when you have time. Yeah, when you have free time, not answering the phones.
And I did.
No, but you guys argue about things that people are saying on Twitch about you two, right?
No.
Dan.
Dan. Like, if someone's saying something like really bad on the Twitch, I'll text Nick and take a picture and be like, hey, this guy's saying this. Like,
but that's his job. You know he's watching that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm watching that.
He's slacking.
Ah, here in lies the rub. Bird, you felt like vindicated when you spent the week doing Twitch and nothing went wrong.
Yes.
And so now, like, you feel like you have some power over him.
Yes.
Yeah. And Nick, you don't like that one bit, do you?
I guess I don't like it. I'm not a fan, apparently. I'm not a fan.
I know is that Dan is saying that you guys are always arguing, and he's been saying it for months.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Fine.
But
not
no, you
all
bi-
the time.
They bicker more than most, especially on this show, when during the time that they're supposed to be here doing their stuff, sometimes they're going back and forth and bickering.
Are you mad, Nick, that your dad always mentions how much he loves Bird and doesn't really say anything about you?
Yeah. My dad is on there every morning.
And that you don't
from
like
his
that.
Recliner.
You don't
on
like
his
that.
iPad.
Is he communicating with the fans?
Yeah.
Has he talked to Tyler Faith anytime recently?
No. I don't know.
She's in
Amsterdam. I haven't asked.
She's in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's good that you're keeping tabs on her.
What bird?
Snapchat.
What? What's Snapchat?
You know what Snapchat is? It's a social media thing. Like, just post pictures and
you
videos.
And Tyler back and forth.
Have you been talking to her?
No. I just watch to see where she is because like every other week she's in some other.
You don't find that creepy at all. Anyone else in the room find that a little weird?
Where is she? Missionary?
That's boring. They don't show that anymore.
I know that's still vanilla. Catch up.
This is in 1972.
I honestly don't know if my dad and Tyler Faith have talked. So
you're not curious?
No, not really, Fred. Why would I be curious about...
I don't know, because your dad's communicating with an adult entertainer. I think that would be a curiosity.
I hate this. I hate everyone. I hate everybody here. I hate you. I hate Fred.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Well, listen. And then Bird's texting away on his phone. You don't care.
No, I was looking at Snapchat right now. She was posting anything. That's all.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. What's the difference between Snapchat and Instagram?
You don't have to write anything. You just legit just take videos and pitches.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, you know,
I don't think you have to write anything on Instagram.
No, you don't have
on
to.
On Instagram,
everyone chooses to, like hashtags and all that BS.
You know the stories on top on the app? That's essentially what Snapchat is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never used Snapchat. I'm very old.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, you two guys, I hope you can work out your differences in a calm, cool, and mature manner.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, I know. There is a rivalry, and you guys can play it down, but there is. And I'm not making it up. I can't for the life of me figure out why there's any kind of competition between the two of them.
It's like spy versus spy.
It is.
Doing things to hijack each other.
Exactly.
At all times.
Yep. It's idiot versus dummy.
All to the detriment of the show.
Right.
All right. What's coming up in the stack?
Antonio Brown might be back in the NFL before we know it. Taco Fall is astounding, and Fred's favorite quarterback is getting sassy.
I know about that. Here are the headlines.
Listening at home to Touch and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Don't you dare.
Sorry.
Right there.
The stack is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Stop by your local Cumberland Farms and get two breakfast sandwiches for $4. Hurry, this is a limited time offer.
Do not call out Baker Mayfield or he will snap back. Matter of fact, Rex Ryan, as you heard on our show yesterday, we played the clip where he called him overrated as hell. Baker Mayfield not liking that description.
It's whatever. I mean, in the wise words of Freddie Kitchens, if you don't wear orange and brown, you don't matter. And Rex Ryan doesn't have any colors right now for a reason, so it's okay.
There you go.
Wise words in Freddie Kitchens, not usually in the same sentence. But there you go. I mean, he really stuck it to Rex Ryan.
I actually don't mind him saying that. As much as I think he is extremely douchey, and I probably root against him because he's a great villain.
I
think that that is good.
Good. And then I hope that every media member craps on him, and so he has to answer the question every week with a pithy remark.
That would be funny. I like it.
That's what I want to have happen.
Yep. Because, I mean, you know, as much as, you know, people in the media continue to say, why don't these guys ever say anything? Why don't they talk? I like it when they do. I like when they get a little angry and piss off people in the media. I'm all right with that.
He's feeling dangerous.
He is feeling dangerous.
If you give me the choice of Rex Ryan or Freddie Kitchens, I'm taking Rex Ryan 10 times out of 10.
I'm just waiting to find out if this continues to go down this road where who are they playing? Like their next couple games are tough. Like, it's not looking like they're playing in Baltimore. Dude, that's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, they're going to lose that game.
And so they have a big chance to be an absolute dud this season. And if that happens, just watch, man. Odell Beckham's going to lose his mind. You know, people are going to continue to jump on the Baker Mayfield was overrated, or at least if not even overrated, boy was I wrong about Baker Mayfield.
So people will be quoting what I've been saying for over a year. Yeah,
you ready? Ravens, 49ers, who are undefeated. Seattle, Patriots.
Yeah, dude, four in a row.
They're already 1-2.
And their only win against the Jets.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that takes away from the joy of him losing is knowing that offensive line might be the worst in the NFL. And he's running for his life constantly.
Well, that's, you know, the great ones can get by.
Yes, they can. Well, speaking of the great ones, whether you believe Antonio Brown is one or not, he is apparently not done with the NFL, despite what he had said on social media. This according to, of course, Karate Chop Man himself, Drew Rosenhaus, who said he's been in talks with multiple teams. Quote, I've had discussions with a few teams that are very interested in him and want to know about his future and what's going on with the NFL.
They also want to know about his arrests and all his court appearances and what the deal is with the lawsuit. Yeah.
That might be the most whitewashing of a statement. They want to know about his future. No, what they want to know is whether any more crazy lawsuits are going to come up in the future.
That's the future he's referencing.
Right. They're not talking about, hey, does he want to play in the future?
Yes.
No, it's like, am I going to look like a sucker if I end up signing this guy? He said, hopefully when it's all resolved, Antonio will be able to continue his Hall of Fame career. Now, Rosenhaus, of course, did not mention any of the interested teams by name. If you just had to just gamble and guess, because I bet there are one or two that are sitting out there.
Apparently Seattle's out. They don't want him.
Russell Wilson and him are good friends, and they still want nothing to do with him.
I mean, why would you put it past the Chiefs?
No.
I wouldn't put it by the way, I keep hearing Cleveland. I keep reading Cleveland.
Oh, good. Add him to that.
I'm saying is that would be perfect. If you're going to send him somewhere, send him there.
Yeah, so they'll have Odell Beckham Jr. Yep. What's his face?
Well, I like Jarvis Landry.
And a head coach that has no chance of controlling any of them.
And you know what? Dan reminded me, there's been rumors about the Redskins. Which would be
perfect
hysterical.
Again. I'd be all for that.
Well, he's lasting a week with the Redskins.
Well, the Redskins, you don't need him.
I mean, they're really looking at a Super Bowl.
I mean, Case Keenum, you know, the man's on fire. Who committed one of the, or committed, they ran one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. He did a quarterback, like, sneak where he took the ball in one hand, you know, you do over the goal line, except they were midfield. And when he stuck his hand out, one of the guys in the Bears just went, okay, and knocked it out of his hand, and they got the fumble. So, there you go. Antonio Brown, good luck on that team. It's not going to be a disaster as is. You know, you talked this morning, early, the first break of the show, Fred, about how bad the internet can be. There are certain times where the internet can be fantastic, and that was yesterday. Taco Fall ended up going to the Charlestown Boys and Girls Club and went to go learn how to swim with a bunch of what looked like 8-year-olds.
Just dive in and touch the other wall.
Well, there's a picture. Did you see the picture I posted, Fred?
No.
Oh, it's Taco Fall playing Marco Polo with a bunch of like 8-year-olds, and he is in 4 feet of water, and it might be barely over his knees.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, yeah. He is just an absolute monster of a human being. I mean, he's enormous. Okay, so I was at the dinner the other night, and I went to, I was at that strip by Strega. And you know when you're in a restaurant, there's like a din of people mm-hmm. talking all over the place? Well, we're sitting there eating, and all of a sudden the table across from me, up stands this guy. And immediately you knew it was Taco Fall. He stands up and you could hear a hush throughout all the tables around us. Like that din went away. It was like an audible as the guy stood up. That is one of the large, it might be because we've seen Shaq before. And you know, Shaq is on spoiler. When you see him, he's so big. You go, oh my God. This guy is astounding. It was borderline silent in the restaurant for maybe 3 full seconds.
Yeah, well, that's why it sucks if he can't play in the NBA, because that's no fun. That can't be any fun, being that tall.
Well, I mean, he's surprisingly athletic for the size he is.
All I'm saying is that if he doesn't make the NBA, there's no advantage to being that tall. It sucks. Everywhere you go, everyone gasps. Wherever you are, it's not good for your bones. Not good for anything.
I had a friend of mine who had a it was actually Mary's father's best friend had a son randomly, but his son was 7'2", and so he would walk around. And everyone would always ask him, "Oh my gosh, you play basketball?" And his answer was always no, because he didn't. He was 7'2" and never played basketball. Just hated basketball.
Harrison High School had 2 twins that were over 7 feet tall, and they didn't start for the team. It, because they were so exceptionally uncoordinated.
Wait, really?
Yep. And Harrison's not like a basketball powerhouse. And there were 2 identical twins that were over 7 feet tall and they didn't play. They were so bad that they couldn't get on the court. Mm. And you would think they would just have them stand under the rim, but like they couldn't get down the court. So, I mean,
that's the thing. You can stand under the rim, but you have to run to get there.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
Some guys need a bus to get from one end of the floor to the other.
I mean, like, you guys probably have friends who are like 6'6", 6'7".
Yep, sure.
Yeah, and it, like, that sucks. Like 6'7", if
you're... Oh, see, 6'6" would be awesome.
6'6" is about the limit.
Like that would be a great height. You're taller than everyone at the concerts. You know, you're not so big that it's miserable to be in a plane. It's tough, but it's not miserable to
be
in a plane.
I'm just talking about like being around people and then having everyone gawking at you because you're so tall.
Well, I mean, when you're 7 foot, what is he, 7 foot
yeah,
seven?
But there's like two people on the planet that are that tall. Because I always have this conversation with, because, you know, you have kids. You're like, what's the ideal height?
Well, line one, Fred. This guy who's 6'10". He says there are benefits.
Okay.
All right. Going over the break, but all right. Rich, if you want to screw the clock. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm 6'10", and I don't play basketball, but a lot of people do ask me this question, right? And really, I guess I can ask Fred the same question, too. Why do we shoot our heroes?
Why do we what?
Why do we shoot our heroes?
Why do we shoot our heroes? All right, drop a plug. Go for it.
The Kirk Minahan Show.
There you go.
Sports.
You called Felger and Maz's show.
No, I think that was a different guy.
Oh, this is not Blind Mike?
No, I heard somebody call Felger Maz's show and say something like that. Yeah.
That's right. Everyone, that's fine. Everyone listen to the Kirk Minahan podcast.
Go for it.
Thank you.
There you go.
Excellent. Barstool Sports.
There you go. They got the plug in. Excellent.
All right. We will be back, and we will have more, Rich. What will we talk about?
Oh, we figured out what's wrong with baseball, and huge news if you're a Star Wars fan.
Because there's a lot of new news coming out, which I will not deny the people.
All right, we'll be right back.
Undefeated Patriots. The undefeated Bills. Sunday at 1 on the Safety Insurance. 98.5, the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
He scans it to the left. He throws it to Edelman. Oh. Comes back to make the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Coverage on the flagship station of the Pats starts at 10 with Bertrand and Gasper at Howl at the Moon at Patriot Place in Foxborough.
And to Burkhead left. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
It's the Patriots and the Bills. And this is the only place for the local call of the game with Bob Soucy and Scott Zola. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take train. For the take train?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, I'm surprised it took this long. Everyone's worried about the success of the Star Wars franchise after Solo pretty much bombed and, you know, didn't do well. And they ended up canceling a bunch of movies they were going to make. Well, they finally said, well, hey, how about we hire that guy who made all those great Marvel movies? So Kevin Feige, the guy, the producer behind the entire MCU universe, they said, you are now in charge of Star Wars. So they have moved him over. So if the new Star Wars movies are going to feel a little bit like Avengers movies, it's because it's the same guy behind it, the man with the golden touch. I think he's
revolutionary creative people. Continue to be hired in Hollywood.
They said you're responsible for 4 of the top 10 grossing movies of all time, and you're on our payroll. Why the hell aren't we using you for one of the most valuable movie franchises of all time?
If you can't make a successful Star Wars, you suck.
Well, then apparently Ron Howard and the people who made Solo suck, because that's the first Star Wars movie to ever lose money.
Yeah, Ron Howard's a jerk.
Howard?
Oh, yeah, he's awful. No, I'm just kidding. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, his brother.
But it must have been tough growing up with such a handsome brother.
Oh, Clint Howard.
I just saw Rock and Roll High School for like 15 minutes of it, and Clint Howard's in it, and you're just like, dear God, get off the camera.
Clint Howard always showed up in like those Adam
Sandler
movies.
He's in every movie Ron Howard ever did, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, I remember him as one of those technicians in Apollo 13, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just there.
Apollo 13 for the actors was, I've told you this before, was an absolute nightmare.
Apollo 13, not that good of a movie.
Really? I liked it a lot.
Boring.
No.
I found it boring.
I disagree.
I don't remember. I saw it. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I was on heroin. That was when I was doing heroin.
Back in the Apollo 13 days?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I got into the space program.
Well, the commissioner of baseball finally said, hey, maybe this stuff about the baseball being juiced, there might be something to it.
I mean, they shattered the home run record for 1 year. Minnesota has like 5 guys with 30 homers.
Yeah. To date, there have been 6,590 home runs, a single season record.
By like 200.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Matter of fact, is this right? It's up 50% for the season? That can't be
from
right.
From last year?
It says up 50% for the season.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. The new ball was also used in triple A. And I guess that in triple A, it's up 50% of the season, which is hysterical. So
it seems so anti what they're trying to do. I mean, why would you, if everyone's complaining about the length of games, why would you, including beat writers, why would you possibly juice the ball? Like, the 10th home run of the game isn't fun.
So they've reconvened a group of scientists that worked with them before an initial study, which said, everything's fine with the balls. They said, hey, get back here. Obviously, it's not. And they've asked them to take a fresh look at everything that is occurring with the baseball. They said that they're hopefully going to get this new report shortly after the World Series. Spoiler alert, there's something wrong with the baseball. It has been juiced. And wasn't there like, didn't all of a sudden the big home run start happening right when Major League Baseball purchased the Rawlings Corporation?
I don't remember.
Wasn't there some sort of tie-in to where now they have a sort of say over the makers of the baseball? I thought I'd read that.
That's why I'm Wilson all the way, baby.
Anyone want to guess how many major league hitters had 30 home runs or more this year?
It's gratuitous.
Think about it.
One guy in the Cardinals.
No, and that in itself is a major upset.
100.
50.
Okay.
50 guys have 30 homers or more. Think about that.
Goldschmidt has over 30. Right?
And last 5 years ago, 27 guys had 30 homers or more.
It's not fun. I don't know why they think it's so fun. I love baseball. I don't know why they think home runs are so great. They're not like super. Look, if you're down by three and the bases are loaded in the ninth, yeah, it's neato. But if you want a game to move along, you know, defensive plays are okay. You know, the ball being put in play is fine.
They're turning it into softball is what this is. They're turning the game into slow pitch softball. Yep.
They must have done some study that people, like, it's the stupid commercials with Maddox, but they must.
Chicks dig the long ball, one?
It just must be something that it's so counterintuitive to what they're trying to achieve. I mean, even if I was at a youth baseball game and they were just, like, popping home runs constantly, it would suck. Just, I mean, it'd be impressive because they can't use any kind of bat anymore. They have to use these garbage USA bats, but nonetheless. That's just my pet peeve, Rich.
Yeah.
Yanking my chain.
Is that what's, should we do a bit about that? What's yanking Fred's chains?
No,
720.
Free beer and hot wings already does that bit.
Who's cranking your yank?
They already do that. They're like, what's up with hot wings today? He's all pissed off about something.
Hot wings?
There was a time where I was fascinated with free beer and hot wings because they were syndicated out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And they're on like 40 networks?
Yep.
I think they still are, aren't they?
I don't know. I haven't checked them out in a while. I just, every time I hear it, I'm like, I would love some hot wings. All right, Scotty Z, what's going on?
Hi. What's happening?
Hello.
How we doing?
We are doing well.
We have Dan Shaughnessy for 2 hours today, Dan's dates.
Wow, and I hear he sticks around if you guys are being interested.
Yeah, they call it Frovertime. got a nice graphic for it, and they put
good.
A clock
like
up.
That. Yeah, you want to put pencils in his hair like I did? No. See how many can fit?
I was gone that day.
You missed it, man.
Oh, of course I did, dude. There's any day in the history of this show that I'm pissed that I missed. It was the day that Fred said, "How many pencils can we put?"
Bird was doing it. He was in his happy place that day,
and Shaughnessy was like, "I'll do it, but you can't take a picture of it."
Look, we're on TV. You're aware of that, right?
Because it would ruin his reputation. We weren't on TV. We were on Twitch.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, we got a couple calls yesterday. Just want us to talk sports and just break the Bills down. So we're going to break the Bills down a little today.
Well, you should really go by what the callers say. The callers are always right on the money.
They sure are.
Two people
talk between the lines.
What are you making up all this drama for?
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.